Don, you've been doing this for a long time. I've covered you for years. I don't ever remember a governor coming over here to sign this proclamation. Maybe it's happened. I just don't remember it.
It's been a long time ago, Brian. I mean, we have had in the past, but you might have to get Cor back to Governor Ashcroft to make that happen. I'm not sure. But anyway, we're pleased to have Mike here today. Of course, you know, we've known him for a long time. He's a farmer by trade, and that's important. He understands what happens in rural Missouri. The whole state is important, but agriculture, we know, is the backbone of the state when you think about who the economic driver is. And pork industry is a big part of that. We rank 7th nationally in pork production here in Missouri, and it's about $1 billion a year business here in the state. So we're proud to be part of that, and certainly proud to be here at the Department of Ag. Department of Ag is a great team for us. We work with them throughout the year, and them hosting this with us is a great opportunity.
The only other question I have, I know Tom probably has a few things, but I asked the governor, I asked Chris Chin, I'll ask you. The average age of a farmer is 58, according to the MDA report. And Francis Forrest references today, talked about Mr. North from Lebanon, and there was a gentleman from Mexico. Mm-hmm. How tough is it for the younger pork producers when he mentioned up there building barns and the technology? If they don't have access to capital, how hard is it to do it, and how can you get more young people into the business?
Well, it's always been a challenge. And if you think about it, the pork industry is somewhere to about any other industry or business you want to get into. If you wanted to get into the radio station business, for example, how many young people could go out and start a radio station or a hardware store or a gas station or a lumber yard? I mean, it's a business that takes a lot of effort and a lot of wherewithal to get involved. So it's good to have older producers and folks in the farming industry that can lend a helping hand, bring young people in. There's jobs in the industry that we didn't used to have. That creates opportunities for young people to get started. Different modes of production is one thing that's different today than when I grew up. I mean, contract production is one of those, and we have a number of our people that are engaged in that. And it creates the balance you need to be able to secure finances to move forward. So doing things the way we used to, and I think the governor even referenced that, we live in a new world. The technology is really changing, and it's making things different. I'm glad it is, because I don't want to raise pigs like I did when I was a kid.
Out in the mud.
That's right. Mud holes, the hot temperatures, the cold weather, and all that. What we do today to manage the environment for the pigs and the people working with them is just phenomenal. And I got to really applaud these producers that they take better care of their animals than they do themselves many times. So,
Don, just to tag on to that, what is it about the business that's going to attract the next generation?
Well, I think one thing is the opportunity to grow. I mean, if you look at Missouri and nationwide, we're in a growth industry right now. We're seeing a demand for pork increase. And as you look at some of the numbers Mike even talked about today in terms of the global population growing, how do we feed those people? So the opportunity to do that is going to be there. And one thing that you can document this looking back over the years is that as people in developing countries become more fluent and have more resources, they want to buy protein. And pork is still the number one protein of choice worldwide. It continues to grow in that realm. And I think that's a driving factor that we can all be part of that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.